CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. The White House is doubling down on President Biden's fitness for re-election following a, quote, bad debate night. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre acknowledging he may be slower, but he can do the job.
For 3.5 years, almost 4 years, the president's record has been unprecedented, delivering for the American people.
Our Scott McFarlane has reaction now from Democrats in Congress.
The question that is echoing off the marble walls at the Capitol today is, will Lloyd Doggett be the first or will Lloyd Doggett be the only member of Congress who's a Democrat who calls on President Biden to withdraw from the race?
Earlier today, Biden's camp tried calming fears, announcing he'd raised $127 million from donors last month alone. He'll meet with Democratic governors to address their concerns tomorrow. Former President Trump won't be sentenced for his hush money conviction till September now, thanks to the Supreme Court's latest ruling. Legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
The Supreme Court's ruling on presidential immunity should stop the clock on nearly all of the criminal cases against Trump, because many of the charges involve actions he took as president that might be construed as official acts. Everyone needs to stand down while all those facts are evaluated under the Supreme Court's guidelines.
Hurricane Beryl has now weakened into a Category 4 storm as it creeps closer to Jamaica in its deadly trek across the Caribbean. CBS's Tom Hansen has the latest there.
Hurricane force impacts are expected here Wednesday.
I have seen a lot of hurricanes, but I am not too worried about this yet. But I think when it's closer, we will have a better idea.
One tourist from Illinois said he's enjoying time on the beach, but also ready to prepare if Hurricane Beryl strikes.
We're here. There's nothing we can really do. We're just going to batten down and ride it out.
The storm's killed at least 4 people so far. The FDA just approved a new drug that could help millions of Americans.
The drug, donanemab, is approved for patients with early or mild cases of Alzheimer's, the most common type of dementia. Eli Lilly's drug can slow the disease that destroys memory for about 7 months, and it's given once a month. Patients can stop using it if they respond well, but there are potentially dangerous side effects, including brain swelling and brain bleeds. Allison Keyes, CBS News.
Six Flags and Cedar Park have finalized their $8 billion merger to form one big amusement park corporation. It'll operate under the Six Flags brand, but the company says park names won't change. They have, however, promised to open new rides. At least 2 are opening this week alone in Texas. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks. With 18 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin, go to freedomfireworkswi.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A 12-year-old girl was rescued from a second-story balcony during a Racine House fire last week. The fire caused by items left in an oven resulted in about $6,000 in damages. Racine County Executive Jonathan Delagrave's sudden death has prompted plans for a special election. County Board Chair Tom Kramer is serving as acting executive. Information about a special election could come later this week. Kenosha County's 5th District seeks a new representative following Brian Thomas's unexpected resignation. Applications are open through July 22nd for people interested in filling that seat through next spring. A beach hazard statement is in effect for Lake Michigan beaches in the area. Beachgoers are advised to avoid the water and steer clear of piers and breakwalls. Racine's 88th annual 4th of July parade is set for Thursday morning. The event features over 100 entries, a military flyover, and it will be broadcast live on TV for those unable to attend. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's that time of year again. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 18 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworks.wi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
The Brewers lose to the Rockies. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers played into extra innings, but still lost to the last place Rockies 8-7 in 10 innings. Milwaukee right-hander Bryce Wilson giving up 5 runs on 7 hits in just 4 innings, with 2 of them out of the park. The mile-high air at Coors Field seemed to favor the home team, manager Pat Murphy.
I mean, you can make the excuse of Coors Field all the time that the ball doesn't do the same thing, and maybe that's the case. I'm not sure, but obviously there's a lot of hard contacts, and we took the lead, and then we gave it back. So Billy's been great for us all year. Many times he's been really, really good. Today wouldn't have been one of his better ones. You know, I still believe in him, and it's a tough environment sometimes, but it's part of Major League Baseball. You got to be able to deal with it.
NBA free agency, the Bucks signing guard DeLon Wright, who's played for 8 different NBA teams, most recently the Washington Wizards and the Miami Heat.
Whatever situation I go to will be good for me. With a full summer, you know, full training camp, I think it'll help me have a better season, a better understanding of what's out of me.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy tonight with scattered showers and thunderstorms and lows in the upper 60s. For tomorrow, some early rain, then clearing for the afternoon and warmer. Highs to the mid-80s. Pop-up storms possible for the 4th of July Thursday. A mix of sun and clouds and highs in the mid-80s. It's 69 degrees right now.
And timeless hits are back on WRJN. Be sure to tell a friend. Well, I saw this story out of the UK. A guy breaks into a home, steals several items, including a smartphone. The next day, he used the phone to call himself a cab. What he didn't know was that the phone he stole belonged to a cab driver at that same company. Yeah, they got him in custody.
Ah, crackling rolls of geet on board. We gonna ride till there ain't no more. Slow. And Lord, don't you know, I'll have me a time with a poor man's lady, hitching on a twilight train. Ain't nothing here that I care to take along, maybe a song to sing when I want. Don't need to say please to no man for a happy. I love my rosy child. You got the way to make me happy. You and me, we go in style. Crackling rose, your store-bought woman, but you make me sing like. Sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl. Our song keeps running on. Play it now, play it now, play it now, my baby. Cracking those and make me a smile. Girl, if it lasts for an hour, well, that's alright. Cause we got all night. Set the world.
Park to the Wingspread Conference Center. Local news and timeless hits.
Since our voyage of love began, you've Your touch has thrilled me like the rush of the wind, and your arms have held me safe from a rolling sea. There's always been a quiet place to harbor you and me.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean. That flows from you. Don't let me drift away, my dear, when love can see me through.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean.
Scenes home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters is here to update us on the top box office winners from the weekend.
Well, at number five, we have the Indian film Kalkai 2898-80, bringing in $5.5 million. And number four was Bad Boys Ride or Die with $10.3 million. And number three was the newcomer, directed, written, and starring Kevin Costner. Horizon and American Saga Chapter 1 brought in $11 million. And the other new release this past weekend, A Quiet Place Day One, brought in $53 million. But nothing was big enough to overcome Inside Out 2. In its third week of release, it gained $57.4 million. Now, worldwide, it's grossed over $1 billion, making it the first film since Barbie to cross the billion mark. And it's reached $1 billion in the fastest amount of time for any animated movie in history. This week, it will face off at the box office with the new movie Despicable Me 4 arriving in time for the July 4th holiday. There is so much to see. Go out and check out a movie today.
It's Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters. I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the excellent gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa enchiladas or indulge in fresh guacamole brimming with lively flavor. Your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fugata on Sheridan Road, just south of Carthage College.
Seeking the perfect spot to unwind? Kayla's Neighborhood Bar in Racine is the answer. Whether it's a casual night out or a weekend excursion on Kayla's patio, it's the vibe that keeps the neighborhood coming back. Check out Kayla's weekly specials on Facebook and enjoy rail tubs and domestic bottles for $2.50 during happy hour, which is weekdays from 2 till 6 p.m. Good times are guaranteed at Kayla's Neighborhood Bar on Lathrop Avenue, just north of 21st Street. Mention this week's code word FUN to get your second drink for free.
The light is fading, your hands are sore, and the last tool has been put away. Now is the time to feel the satisfaction that comes with a job well done. But when you get your tools from Harbor Freight, something about the job feels a little different. Your wallet because we believe that everyone deserves hardworking tools at hardworking prices. And that's what we have here. So, whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine-Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Bowman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our Civic Media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
Well, you know you make me want to kick my heels up and throw my hands up and throw my head back and throw. Come on now, don't forget to say you will. Don't forget to say yeah.
Say you will.
Say it right now, baby.
Say you will.
Come on.
Say you will.
Say it better, yeah.
Say you will.
Come on now.
Say
that you love me.
Say
that you need me.
Say
that you want me.
Say
you want to please me.
Say
come on now.
Say
come on now.
Say
come on now.
Say
I still remember.
And we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Well, Racine's Harbor Market is taking this Thursday off for the 4th of July. They're going to be back next Thursday, July 11th, in downtown Racine. Lots of music, lots of food, scents, flavors, good stuff. The Racine Harbor Market.
The preacher taunted me and he smiled. Said, come and walk with me. Come and walk one more mile. In your life, you're alone, but you ain't got a dime. There's no time for the fool.
I just gotta get a message to you. Hold on, hold on, one more.
Houston, give me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find a party, try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who placed the call. Cause Bunker took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who called me here from Memphis, Tennessee. Their home is on the south side, high up on the ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. She was waving me goodbye. With her home drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree. And tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me information, more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
When it comes to covering Wisconsin sports, nobody's better than our own award-winning Mike Clemens. Recaps of the Brewers, Badgers, and Bucks, along with on-site reporting of the Packers. Mike is on every hour, weekdays on WRJN. Now let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The teenager charged with beating an employee to death at Lincoln Hills Boys Prison was supposed to be in a different facility, but Republican state lawmakers withheld funding that would have paid for the transfer. Governor Evers' office tells the Journal Sentinel Republicans have been thwarting youth prison reforms in Wisconsin for years. The Republican National Convention starts in less than 2 weeks. Milwaukee is busy getting ready for 15,000 delegates and other guests. Allison Prangy leads the host committee. She spoke with WISN-TV's Up Front.
We want to wow them. I think a lot of people coming to this convention have never been to Wisconsin, maybe the Midwest. They don't really know that much about our state.
But not everybody's busy. The Pabst Theater Group tells the Recombobulation Area website that most of its venues have no events booked for the RNC. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The unexpected passing of Racine County Executive Jonathan Delagrave has set in motion plans for a special election. Delagrave, who died of an apparent heart attack during a morning jog, was in his third term, and he's being honored with flags at half staff by order of Governor Tony Evers. County Board Chairman Tom Kramer has stepped in as an acting executive with an interim appointment due by July 29th. A special election announcement is expected later this week. Someone wanted the bang, but they didn't have any bucks. Racine County Sheriff's deputies were called to Phantom Fireworks yesterday for the report of a theft. Reports indicate that suspects ran off with fireworks, which led to the cops using a taser to stop them. One of the suspects was found a short time later at a bar in the area. Kenosha County's 5th District is seeking a new representative. It follows the unexpected resignation of County Board Supervisor Brian Thomas. We're working on learning more about the reason. Applications are being taken from people living in the 5th District to fill that vacant seat. The chosen appointee will serve through the spring election next year, with the application deadline set for July 22nd. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
WRJN weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy tonight with scattered showers and thunderstorms and lows in the upper 60s. For tomorrow, some early rain, then clearing for the afternoon and warmer. Highs to the mid-80s. Pop-up storms possible for the 4th of July Thursday. A mix of sun and clouds and highs in the mid-80s. Currently, it's 66.
Home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Well, it's wedding season and people are sharing on social media the worst things said during a toast. At this one, a father of the bride has three daughters and he's toasting his one daughter at her wedding. And he said, you know, she may not be the smartest or the prettiest in the family, but let me tell you, she has a good heart. Wow.
See you. that you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one.
News and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Be sure to tell a friend and tell that same friend about the big deals store at WRJN.com. Just click on the big deals tab and save 30% or more.
Well, I went to a dance just the other night. Everybody there was there. I said over and over and over again, this dance is gonna be a drag.
house. And when the bad folks all get together at night, you know they all call Big Jim Ball just because. And they say you don't tug on Superman's cape, you don't spit into the wind, you don't pull a mask off an old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. I don't do that. Boy, sitting looking for a man named Jim. I am a bull shooting boy, my name is Willie McCoy, but down at home they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street. He drive on a drop top Cadillac. Last week he took all my money, and it may sound funny, but I come to get my money back. And everybody say Jack. Got a two-piece custom-made for you. Yeah, you don't
tug on Superman's cape. You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull the mask off an old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with a slave.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon, it's Kurt Vollman. You're Homeward Bound with me. Let's give you today's useless fact of the day. Just a random piece of information you can share with your family and friends. Here we go. Today's useless fact is, before the invention of modern false teeth, dentures were commonly made from the teeth of dead soldiers. By the way, another common myth about false teeth, George Washington's teeth were not made of wood. You can see them on display at Mount Vernon. They're not made of wood.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Monday through Friday on our news talk stations. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion, yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
The countdown is on for Racine's amazing 4th Fest celebration. It all starts on the 3rd with fun on Monument Square with food, games, music, and raffles from 6 to 9 p.m. Then the big event, the 88th Annual 4th of July Parade, all along Main Street, steps off at 9 a.m. with sirens, bands, classic cars, floats, VIPs, clowns, and everything that screams independence. Racine family tradition for 88 years and one of the Midwest's largest parades. Come celebrate with WRJN.
Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You may have heard the word derecho as a part of the weather lately, but what do you know about it? Derecho is a Spanish word meaning direct or straight ahead. It's why you may hear straight line winds blamed for damage from a derecho. A downburst, which is an area of strong, damaging winds, causes a derecho, and the Weather Service does not issue warnings for these. They're just standard severe thunderstorm warnings. So this means you'll want to be weather ready during any severe storm. If you're outside, camping, hiking, boating, find a shelter. Otherwise, lie flat, face down, on low ground. Most derechos happen in July, and Wisconsin typically has one or two per year. But experts say climate change will only help increase these numbers. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. We've got CBS News coming up at 5 and a local update from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
And hold my hand. News and timeless hits. WRJN.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. The White House held its first press briefing since President Biden's dismal debate performance last week and focused heavily on whether he's fit to run and serve a second term. CBS's Linda Kenyon.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said, "We get it.
We understand. We're not taking away from what you all saw or what the American people saw. We understand. It was a bad night."
But she defended the president as